friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic and Nathan with you, as we always are here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are pleased to be joined right now by Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Deke, how are we doing?
Doing fine.
Well, Deke, I want to start. We got a lot on the table today, but we haven't had a chance to get your thoughts on, now that the coaching staff is completed for the Browns, some big picture thoughts of having Kyle Shanahan here to run the offense, having Jim O'Neill here to deal with the defense. What are you seeing?
Well, I think, you know, Kyle Shanahan comes in with a good resume, and he's a guy that he's young, he's innovative, and, you know, he's always had success where he's gone. Obviously, last year, the Redskins' offense fell off because of the injury to RG3 and, you know, some of the things they couldn't do. But, you know, you look back and he learned from his dad, and his dad has always been one of the more successful offensive coordinators in the league. You know, I think he's a nice fit because, you know, when you have somebody on the defensive side of the ball, it's a head coach, it's always nice to have somebody that, you know, has been there, done that in the NFL, and that's what they got. And then O'Neill on the other side, you know, he's just got a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I think, you know, with the young defense that they have, you know, that will, you know, play well with them. So I think there are two good hires. And, you know, you look at a lot of the coaches and the names, you know, probably don't ring a lot of bells other than, you know, Shanahan. But, you know, you go back to Bill Belichick when he came here and he hired a Pat Hill and a Kirk Ferentz and a guy named Nick Saban. Not a lot of people had heard about them either. So, you know, you got to rely on the head coach, you know, Mike Pettine, to, you know what the people that he's hiring are, what they're going to be and what kind of coaches are going to be.
Doug, when you talk about Kyle Shanahan coming here, obviously he likes that outside zone running game, the zone blocking scheme for the linemen. Looking at what the Browns currently have on that offensive line, and we'll include Alex Mack for the time being, how do you see this line being able to transition to that zone blocking, and what would you say would be the needs on that line to make that transition smooth?
Well, I think, you know, at tackle and at center, I think you're okay. I think maybe, you know, you're going to have to get, you know, maybe one more athletic guard in there so you can, you know, run down the line of scrimmage and chop people. But I think, you know, it's a nice fit. And, you know, they've gone from the extreme of the vertical passing game, you know, last year and having the pass block quite a bit to, you know, now where if they can get a running back in the draft and, you know, have a consistent running game and, you know, mix it up a little bit more, I think life will be a lot easier for the offensive line because they, you know, when you throw the ball as much as they did last year, I mean, defenses, you know, kind of figure out what you're going to be doing. So it makes it tough on an offensive line.
Doug, talk about the back and how he fits this outside zone scheme, the one cut principle. And then in relation to the lineman, you know, the importance of having that right guy to mesh up with what you're doing as a blocker.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the thing is, you know, you're running down the line and he's looking for that crease. And, you know, the offensive linemen have to be able to, you know, move in space, or other words, you know, stand up and block the guy so that they can create these gaps. And, you know, the thing about the one cut, you know, back, when, as soon as he sees that hole, he's got to fill it. And, you know, with that, he's got to do it with, you know, a commitment that, you know, what he sees is what's going to be there. And I think, you know, when you have athletic tackles like, you know, Joe Thomas and Mitchell Schwartz and a center that can run as well as Alex Mack, you know, hoping he's going to be there, you know, you've got a good combination. But the thing is, you've got to get that back. You know, we go back to when Trent Richardson was here and, you know, he was doing those jump cuts in the backfield, and you just can't do that in the pro game. You know, you've got to plant and then just hit it and, you know, commit to where you think the hole's going to be.
When you talk about Mitchell Schwartz, a guy who struggled early last year, kind of came on strong second half of the season, had a great rookie year, do you think a move to this zone scheme will help Mitchell Schwartz?
I think it will. I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, Mitchell does have is athletic ability. He's pretty, you know, nifty on his feet. Yeah, he struggled early last year. I think part of it was an injury that he had, and the other part was some of the people that he was playing. But, you know, I think Mitchell will fit in, you know, quite fine with it. And, you know, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there and you're saying, well, we've got to get some guards that maybe move a little bit better in space. But, you know, that's something, you know, that they can, you know, look at, you know, in the draft. You don't have to take them in the first round, but you can get them later on.
Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug, as we look on the defensive side, now, when you've got a defensive-oriented head coach, you tend to maybe overlook the defensive coordinator a little bit, but I don't think that's possible in this case because I think Jim O'Neill's presence is going to be felt largely because, number one, he knows exactly what Mike Pettine wants to achieve. They've known each other for many, many years, and he understands that whole philosophy. But the other part, and you touched on this earlier, is the level of energy and drive that he brings. You know, this is a youngish staff with guys who are under 35 years old, pretty much, or 35 or under, pretty much filling out what this group is all about. And I just get a sense that O'Neill, that energy is going to play into what this defense does.
Yeah, I think it will. I think, you know, obviously these guys have been through a few defensive coordinators over the last 3 years. But, you know, you've got a core of good players. You know, you've got the ability to have some flexibility. You've got a lot of youth. You know, obviously the key is going to be what they can do with T.J. Ward, and if they can find another cornerback to match up on the other side of Joe Hayden. You know, O'Neill said he was, he was very interested in Barkevious when he came out. Another year under the belt as a linebacker for Jabal will, you know, help him. And, you know, Kruger, you know, he gives you 60 good minutes. He probably didn't have the numbers that you would have liked, but I think, you know, with the schemes that we're going to see, it's going to be a little bit more confusion where, you know, guys will probably be coming free a little bit more.
Going back to the offensive line quickly, Alex Mack, we know he's a free agent. I know everybody wants to keep him here. On a scale of 1 to 10, Doug, to you, how important is it that the Browns keep Alex Mack here in Cleveland?
I think it's very important because I think, you come in with the experience factor. Obviously, you know, he's made a couple Pro Bowls and he's, what, only 4 or 5 years into his career. The other thing is, you know, Alex is smart. I mean, he's making the offensive line calls there at the line of scrimmage. He's seen it, and he's pretty consistent at making the right calls. And the other thing is he's athletic, and he hustles. I mean, if you watch Alex Mack, he'll be down the field 10, 15 yards, trying to get that second or third block. And, you know, that's where you get your big runs. And I think, you know, Alex is a big, you know, key component to the offensive line. Where, you know, you go to the defensive side, and we talked about trying to keep TJ, you know, I think, you know, that's important not only because, you know, he had a great year, but also the fact that, you know, the combination of him and Joe Hayden, and, you know, Joe Hayden's going to be coming up here in a year or so for his contract, and their relationship, I think, you know, that's going to have an effect on, you know, how Joe goes into negotiations.
Doug, I know it was maybe at a different time, but it is an NFL locker room. You were part of one for a long time in the National Football League. And the story comes out today about Michael Sam, the Missouri player, now former Missouri player, entering the NFL draft and making it public, something that he had made known to his teammates back in August, that he's gay and that he's going to enter the league. And this is the reason, I guess, this keeps staying alive as a story nationally, is that, you know, he would be the first, quote, openly gay player in the NFL. Just thoughts on that from the standpoint of a team, of, you know, having been in a locker room and knowing that environment and just knowing what you know being around football as many years as you have.
I think players, you know, judge players as football players, black or white, you know, whatever, you know, gay, not gay. I think you judge them, you know, as football players and teammates and, you know, to each his own. And I think, you know, obviously there's been others with Dave Copay, you know, came out after he got done playing, and there's been others that have, you know, acknowledged it after they retired. But I think, you know, once you get in a locker room, guys just see people as football players and people, and, you know, what their preferences are in life is, you know, is their own thing.
I agree. It's very well said, Deke. The other news story today we touched on earlier, Rob Chudzinski signing to be the assistant head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. What do you think about that hire for Chud?
Well, I think it's a good thing for Chud. I mean, you look at the coaches in the NFL, and, you know, not many of them, once, you know, they get let go, like to sit around because there's only so many jobs, and, you know, you got to keep your name out there. And, you know, for Chud, I think it'll be a chance for him to – you know, I think it'll get some of the frustration out, because I think he was frustrated by the fact that his tenure here didn't last longer. And, you know, Judd has had success in San Diego. He's had success here before, and he had success in Carolina. So, you know, he's a football coach. He just, you know, obviously wasn't a right fit for, you know, what they were doing here, or, you know, the people that, you know, were making the decisions here. They didn't feel that they were going in the right directions, but that doesn't mean he's not a good football coach.
Doug, thank you for the knowledge, and we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Sounds good.
He is Doug Deacon, analyst for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, pairing up with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. We'll hear from Jim during the course of this week as well, get his thoughts on all things Browns. We've got much more coming up. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Get those barks and growls from the pound. Tweet us at Browns_daily. We've got Megan Rock tweeting about the show throughout, and she'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted, the text highlight of this show, posted on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. Stick around. More coming up.